This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman is doing something this week that he hasn't done for years, going wherever he wants. Siegelman finished a 78-month sentence for accepting a bribe from former HealthSouth CEO Richard Scrushy. It's one of many examples of corruption in Alabama and comes as there's discord on the Alabama Ethics Commission, a body that's supposed to keep elected leaders in line. We talk about what one member of the commission has to say with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us to talk politics as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, you write about Commissioner Stuart Hill Tankersley. He'll finish on the commission this month. What did he have to say?
Well, he said quite a bit. He was concerned about the Ethics Commission right now. Says there's too many lawyers there who are working on ways to get people around the ethics law instead of trying to hold them to ethics standards, and that he's worried that they meet too often with attorneys representing politicians. They're more interested in prosecuting what he calls Ricky Bobby from Talladega or the average Joe who makes a small blunder than a politician who makes a real ethical gaffe. A whole litany of complaints that some of these commissioners had voted while they themselves had conflicts or that they worked in their own self-interest. And it was really quite a long and disturbing conversation.
So he has this long list of things that he's observed during his time on the commission, some of them directed at other commissioners. Any response from the other people sitting on that panel?
Not to me, although it's my understanding that they have certainly been in contact with him through some attorneys and have threatened some legal action against him about his comments. All this will come to a head next week at an Ethics Commission meeting in which some rather sensitive issues regarding State Finance Department personnel will come up. So there's tension there. There's going to be more conflict.
Well, Tankersley is making these comments as he's leaving the position, but what do you make of the fact that he is making these comments publicly?
I really think he's genuine. I think he's looking at this and he's a physician and he's not really a politician. And I think he looks at this and sees we were supposed to be here to make sure that people hold a certain standard, and he doesn't really believe that's happening. I think he's genuine about that. Whether he might have been better off saying this, sometime in the middle of his term rather than now, is a question we can ask. But I think he's serious about it.
Well, how do you weigh these comments? Is this something that's just the particular people involved, the particular people on the commission, or does this point to something larger about ethics?
Well, I think it certainly points to something larger in the sense that really, ever since House Speaker Mike Hubbard was convicted on ethics violations, there has been a movement among some legislators and allies of Hubbard to basically weaken the ethics law, to change the definition of lobbyists and principals in a way that would allow politicians and people who fall under the ethics law a little more leeway in what they can and can't do. He believes, as many do, that it's an effort to weaken the law. And so I think it speaks to sort of that civil war within the state politic, whether it should be weakened or whether it should be strengthened.
Well, as I mentioned, former Governor Don Siegelman finished his sentence on a bribery conviction this week. And John, as you write about this moment, you say a phrase comes up in your mind, and that's the phrase, "I hope they get it this time." What's that about?
Right. It goes back to right after Siegelman was convicted. He was convicted in 06. And the prosecutor who prosecuted him, a Democratic governor, who also prosecuted Guy Hunt, a Republican governor before, Steve Faga, mentioned to me in that conversation that phrase, "I hope they get it this time." And I wrote about it then, and it stuck with me. And with all the things that have gone on in this community, in this state of late, I always looked at, "I hope the politicians get it this time." But really, I think the lesson was that the politicians come and go because we keep seeing this happen. But those people who help corrupt them, who offer them money, who offer them bribes, who offer them influence, those are the ones, although Scrushy did pay for it. Those like
he was
Scrushy,
the former HealthSouth CEO that was involved in this.
Right. Often they don't. And my point there is I hope we all get it this time.
Well, what would be evidence of politicians and others getting it? Is it simply a matter of just the number of convictions, the number of ethics complaints?
Well, you know, when you start, when you make the effort to strengthen the ethics law, as happened in 2010 under Bob Riley and the new Republican legislature, I mean, that seemed to be a point at which we got it. But then when it started having results in which people were held to this accountability, like Mike Hubbard was, and we start to roll it back saying we don't really mean that, that's sort of a hint that we don't quite get it.
John Archibald is a columnist with the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at AL.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.